So great synchronization so far. Oh, and it was just a little bit pushed up and backwards on that part of the lift, which was a shame because if you fall backwards, it means you're losing height, going energy going upwards. But their presentation's fantastic, and they're really projecting out to the audience and getting their shoulders right out of the water in their egg beater sections. So this is Victoria Usher and Rosie Gunn from Rushmore. Second duet from Rushmore in this competition. They're swimming to a theme of dolls, apparently. Music from Corpse Bride. So let's see how they interpret that. There's so many things to think about when the athletes are choreographing their routines. Not only the variation and the technical pieces and the difficulty that they have to put in, but also, like we've talked about, the way that they're interpreting the music. They are staring into an empty corner of the pool there, and I would be tempted to probably turn that section around so that they're either looking at the audience or looking at the judges, rather than an empty corner. Difficult move. That's a really difficult move to do, just lifting their legs up enough that they have to really engage their core muscles to be able to do that. And again, off angle. I thought that was really well matched, that leg section. And that's the head first boost, where they have to get the whole of their suit out of the water. That is ideally what they're aiming for. And as the swimmers get tired, it gets much harder to push for the height. This is where their fitness and their endurance really starts to shine through. Yeah, really clever choreography to put that in at the end, actually. A sustained double leg vertical, lots of double leg height. I mean, if you can nail your last figure, that's really what you want to be aiming for, isn't it? I think just to really go out on a with a bang.